can you give me a summary of this new project involving Holy Cross, Colorado Mountain College, and Ameresco?
In 2020, we issued a request for proposals for new renewable supply for our members. We got more than 50 responses, totaling more than 500 megawatts of supply. So we were really thrilled about the interest that developers had in meeting our needs. One of the things we offered in this request for proposals was if interested landowners had parcels of land that could host a renewable generation development, we would work with them to make sure they got an allocation of the renewable energy supply from the resource that was developed. And CMC was one of the Holy Cross members that took advantage of that, and we executed the power purchase agreement and the land lease agreement at the end of 2020.
It does seem like an interesting relationship. You've got Ameresco owning the technology, which will be on land owned by CMC, and then Holy Cross will be buying the energy produced from that.
This case that we're seeing with Colorado Mountain College, to me, is really the beginning of a trend that I think will grow, which is those parties who have the capability to host resources and are part of the community can be the ones to share in the benefits of the resource development instead of getting renewable supply from somewhere far away.
Can you give me a sense of how significant of a project this is?
With batteries, there's an analogy that a lot of people can relate to in their car. How far down you press the gas pedal in your car sets how much power you're drawing from your engine. But how many tanks of gas you use reflects how much energy you had. And so in a battery, the 5 megawatts reflects the power level. That's how far down we can press the gas pedal. And the 15 megawatt hours means we could run it floored for 3 hours before it was depleted.
That's actually
a pretty nice sized battery. And then in terms of the size of this development relative to the total Holy Cross system, this solar generating field will produce just under 9 million kilowatt hours a year, which is in the range of 1% of our members' annual energy use. So where this is a wonderful and remarkable cooperative development in our footprint that helps members achieve their own renewable goals, this is just one piece of a whole assembly of pieces that will have to come together as we make our way to 100% renewable energy on an annual basis.
I know CMC aims to be carbon neutral by 2050, and I know Holy Cross Energy's this 100 by 30 plan. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
I'm really excited about the 100 by 30 plan. We are in the process right now at Holy Cross of, I'll call it executing, in other words, bringing into operation numerous renewable resources that we contracted with in 2019 and 2020 that are in various stages of the development and construction pipeline. What we have with those resources planned will get us to about approximately 83% annual energy from renewable. And getting to that 100% level is something that may take us a few years more. We think we should hit the 83% by the end of 2023. But we're giving ourselves until 2030 to work through the details of getting to 100%.
Great. Well, thank you so much for all this information.
Okay, you take care.